Three Crosses, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong in us. Always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is perhaps the core of the gospel in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The crucifixion of Christ was a pivotal moment in history where three men faced three different destinies on one hill, as the quote eloquently describes. Three men, three crosses, one hill. One man cursed, one man prayed, one man promised. One died condemned, one died forgiven, and one died innocent. One died in sin, one died to sin, and one died for sin. One was held by death, one was released by death, one conquered death. One lost life, one gained life, and one was life. In this moment, we see the stark contrast between the two thieves crucified alongside Jesus. One thief cursed and rejected Christ, dying in his sin condemned. The other thief recognized his own guilt and innocence, and the innocence of Jesus, prayed for forgiveness, and received the promise of paradise. But the central figure, Jesus Christ, stands apart. He died innocent, without sin, yet he willingly took on the sins of the world. Through his death, he conquered death itself, making a way for all who believe in him to have eternal life. This powerful scene reminds us of the incredible love God has for us. He sent his only Son to die in our place so that we might be forgiven and have everlasting life. It's a call to each of us to examine our own hearts and consider which of the three men we most identify with, we most resemble. Will we reject Christ and die in our sins, or will we, like the repentant thief, put our faith in Jesus and receive the gift of eternal life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the incredible sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to recognize our own sinfulness and our need for a Savior. Give us the faith to trust in Jesus, to repent of our sins, and to receive the forgiveness and eternal life that only he can give. In Jesus' most powerful and precious name, amen.